Hi, and good morning, everybody. Welcome, or good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. It's so great to have you with us. This is Claire. I am in Santa Cruz this morning looking out. There's a bit of fog, but there's a wonderful ocean smell in the air. I was outside earlier, and it's just a lovely day here. So I'm really excited to have the opportunity just to be with you and to be sharing about the opportunity to join us for our upcoming mastery program. This is a call just for the members of our Feminine Power Living Your Destiny community. And just as we start off this morning, I just love to get a sense of who is with us. If you're listening in on the web, please just type in something in the Q&A box just to say hi. And I'd love to just hear for whoever's calling in on the phone. Just press star 2 on your keypad and say hi this morning. I see someone calling in from New York, someone from Lenox, someone from, just press star 2. Let's see here. Someone from Lenox. Hello.
Hi, this is Annie. Hello, Claire.
Hi, Annie.
Nice to be with you. Thanks for doing this call.
Thanks. Great to have you with us. And who is calling from New York? Hi.
Hi, Claire. It's Janet from New York.
Janet, hello.
Hi. I'm also glad you're doing this call.
Great. Great to hear your voice. Thank you.
Thank you.
See if anyone is cool here on the webcast with us. Well, I see people on the webcast. Let's see if you can post a hello. Tricia from Ashland. Thank you. That's great. So there's wonderful. Tricia, and again, Annie, I see you posting here as well. So great. So I wanted to create this call today just as a space to share about the opportunity to join us for the Mastery Program. So it's be great to take time today just to be able to answer all of the frequently asked questions we've been receiving about the Mastery program as it relates to living your destiny. And we're just so excited by the response from the 7-week graduates and from the women in living your destiny. Over 100 women have already registered for the mastery program, and there is a tremendous sense of excitement and passion and commitment as this sort of new group is forming. So if it's something that's calling you, I really want to give you all of the information to make a decision about that so that you can jump in. But as someone who in our community, you have already said yes to playing a big game in your life and to aligning with the greatest possibilities of who you are in being part of our Living Your Destiny community. And I think, the way I would frame the opportunity to join us for Mastery is it's an opportunity to receive additional support and training, as opposed to, you have to choose between this program or that program. We're excited to announce that we are going to be including all of the Living Your Destiny sessions as well as ongoing access to the Living Your Destiny community as part of the Mastery program at no additional charge. And as you know, we are offering a very generous discount to the members of our Living Your Destiny community just to really acknowledge the stand and the commitment you've already made. And so it's a fairly inexpensive additional monthly tuition fee just to add on the Mastery program in addition to everything that you're doing. So I think that's just out of the gate how I would frame a way of kind of thinking about it. It's like, you're gonna just add more support and more training. And we're going to take time to, kind of go through today to try to help you get clear and then answer questions if it's the right thing for you at this particular point. So we initially created the Mastery Program as a container to apply the core practices and principles of feminine power to all areas of your life for the women who were finishing the 7-week course. So the 7-week course, as you know, is kind of like the blueprint, the power bases, this sort of new way of creating, this new approach to sourcing power and working with this feminine power system. And at the end of the 7-week course, we saw that women were in a place where, you know, this was my experience, as well as Catherine's experience and many other women who finished the 7-week course, where we're like, finally, for the first time ever, we have a sense of power and possibility. Like, wow, I have the power that's been missing for me to realize and actualize these possibilities. I'm connected to the deeper truth of who I am. I can sense the potential for my relationships, my creativity, my gifts really impacting others, my greater contribution, beginning to trust ourselves, to listen to ourselves, to, you know, experience support in a 7-week course. But, you know, at the same time as all of this awakening to power and possibility has been happening, we also have to deal with our lives really and our relationships and our work really being structured inside a lot of the old patterns that many of us have been living with for years. So, you know, this was me. I kind of began to awaken to feminine power, but I still was in a terrible relationship. I had no way of really making a living that was true to my values. You know, I didn't really have any support from other women friends except Catherine. You know, I sensed that I had a larger contribution to make, but, you know, I wasn't really impacting people in a really huge way yet. So, you know, that was the journey that was ahead of me. And, you know, the same experience of the women who finished the 7-week course, and we created the Mastery Program really as a 9-month program to go through that process of really transforming the outer structures of your life to match your inner possibilities. So, you know, we know that symbol of transformation, the ultimate symbol of transformation being the transformation of a caterpillar into a butterfly. You know, it's a very deep process to go through where we literally let go of the old structures of ourself and dissolve and reform and recreate the core structures of our life. So that process of transformation, as we've talked about, is really intricately tied into the process of realizing our destiny. You know, we talked about it this month in the Living Your Destiny program, that the deepest thing that we're yearning for, it's not something that can be bought, you know, as much as more money would probably help all of us in some way. But you know, if I 10 years ago had, you know, won the $1 billion jackpot, I couldn't have acquired the life that I had now just with money. You know, this is kind of in our masculine culture of achievement. We kind of think that if we had money, if we had opportunity, if we had all of these things lined up, then we would find fulfillment. But the truth is, what we're most deeply yearning for, it's to realize, to actually, it's to become the butterfly. You know, no amount of money is going to, or opportunity is going to fulfill the caterpillar when it's not living its potential of being the butterfly. You know, and that's, you know, that's kind of where it's not like living and expressing and becoming and being, it's higher possibility. And so, you know, that's really where we, you know, the kind of power system that we've needed to accomplish, to acquire, to make things happen. It's a different power system than the power system that will give us access to transformation. So, you know, this is really where we've made our life, you know, I've made my life work really about what it is that gives us access to this new feminine power, that gives us access to the transformation so we can be and become and embody and live and express these deeper possibilities. So, I thought it would be cool to just start off today by asking you a question just to you know, we've had tremendous transformation in the Living Your Destiny program already. We've shared a lot of the advanced practices. We've been looking at how we can apply, you know, the feminine power principles to different aspects of our life and living our destiny. But I wanted to ask you to maybe take some time to take an inventory, to check in about where you feel you are in your process of realizing your higher potentials. So, you know, even just take a moment just to, you know, this is something that you can do and reflect on after the call. So, you know, think about, you know, where you are in terms of your potential for your physical health and well-being. You know, if you look at, where you sense the potential for that is compared to what you've been able to currently realize. You know, what are the unrealized possibilities for your relationships, for your intimacy, for your spiritual life, your relationship with money, your finances, your sense of authentic self-esteem and self-confidence, where you've been able to express your creative gifts and impact others with your creativity. The relationships in your life with friends, with family, with community. Your connection to a higher purpose. Your larger impact. Your professional accomplishments in your own career. So to some extent, you know, these are potentials that we're always going to be on a journey to realize, but just feel into the places where there are the biggest gaps in your life currently. It might even be the top three areas of your life. It might be relationships, it might be money, it might be your health, where you're kind of feeling under-actualized and under-realized. And think about how much progress you've made to closing the gap in those areas in the last 9 months. So it might be significant, there might be a ways to go. Wherever you are, just get a sense of how your current trajectory, how you're doing with that. And so the question I would ask you is, you know, do you feel like there's something big in your life that you want to manifest? Whether it's in your career, it might be a breakthrough in your career to a new level of visibility. It might be manifesting a new relationship. It might be a major change in your health. What we worked with last month in making the big leap about how, you know, we need to make a big leap to get to the next level of things and often set big intentions. You know, think about what it would mean for you to be able to take a big leap in these top areas of your life in the next year. What that would mean in terms of really accelerating your own destiny, really altering the course of your life. So I would say if you want to manifest something really big, like a new relationship or a big career breakthrough or a shift in your health or a transformation in your relationship with money, if you feel like you would like to have a breakthrough in your ability to really show up in your life in a way that expresses true you are, if you're held back still in spite of the work that you've done by these inner patterns, these old identities, ways of being that are, you know, continuing to perpetuate a lesser expression of your life, if you feel that you could become more connected to your intuition and you want to develop more confidence in your ability and your power as a manifester and creator, and you might have had breakthroughs with support, but if you could use a structure where you have an up-leveled experience of support where other women are really holding your vision and your intention more closely and really partnering with you. Or if you feel like you want to step into leadership and be able to really affect and impact and empower others with feminine power or with your gifts in any way. And if the answer is yes to these, I would say that the Mastery Program is really especially for you, and that with the additional support that we have created in the Mastery Program, that you're going to make much more rapid progress towards the fulfillment of these by up-leveling the support, by up-leveling the training, by up-leveling the focus, and participating in the Mastery Program. The thing that we've really seen over the years in Mastery is that women are able to manifest and create some really big things. So it's kind of like the focused program and structure to, you know, really go through a, you know, go, you know, really go through a proven process of structured inner work, in shifting the core structures of self, shifting the core structures in your relationship to life, shifting the core structures in relationship to others, to be able to have life-altering breakthroughs that really, you know, enable you to make a giant leap on your own destiny path. So a couple of stories I'd love to share just about women that we've seen in Mastery over the years. One of my favorite stories is that of Shelley. And Shelley was, she is just this, she was this beautiful woman, really bright and really beautiful woman, but she had this very severe disability that she'd had from when she was 3 years old, where her hands were physically deformed, and you know, kind of her gait was very awkward, and she, in spite of being this very attract, you know, like radiant person, that's like really how she showed up as others, she didn't see herself as beautiful. And she kind of hid behind the scenes in her work, even though she sensed a possibility of being able to make a greater contribution. She was passionate about disability advocacy. She couldn't do a lot of the basic things to take care of herself, like brush her own hair or get up into the bed by herself. And she had kind of resigned herself before she came into the Mastery Program that this was her kind of fate in life, somehow to be alone and to be behind the scenes. And you know, the amazing thing about being in a, you know, in a really structured, committed program with other women in the way that we create in Feminine Power is that, you know, we're able to mirror each other, we're able to reflect each other. And it was so clear to us and to the other women who were in her small group throughout the Mastery Program that she had this amazing contribution to make and that she had so much love to give. And she began to open up to possibility. She'd never really had an intimate relationship, and she was in her early 40s, because she just didn't want to burden anybody. And when I asked her at the beginning of Mastery what it was that she most yearned for, that she most deeply desired to create in her life, like what would be the breakthrough that would just open up possibility everywhere, and she said, you know, it would be to create a loving relationship. That she blamed her body, and she said, I don't really think that's possible. And so we began to work with her in Mastery, and she began to kind of see the deeper levels of this about how she was sabotaging her chances for love. So she would, you know, be at a party, and a man would start to flirt with her, and she would just feel an overwhelming fear and a lack of safety. And so she would do a preemptive strike against rejection, right, and actually kind of send out signals that she wasn't interested and that she wasn't available, and then men would stop pursuing her. And so in working with the Mastery level of Power Base One, she was able to connect with a part of herself that had this terrible fear of being rejected, this terrible fear of being you know, kind of mirrored as not beautiful, as not lovable, and, you know, kind of really got to the core of it, shifted her relationship with herself, really connected with this mature, loving woman that she became, really held this younger self, learned how to self-soothe, learned how to, you know, have this kind of empowering relationship with herself, and that gave her the confidence for the first time ever to be open and available when like men would approach her. She had the confidence to be vulnerable, to be open, to like let people in. And it was just after the mastery course ended that she met Robert, who was this incredibly loving man who shared her passion for disability advocacy. And they got together. You know, she had the confidence for the first time ever to really put herself out there. She actually met him online. She'd never had the confidence to do something like online dating. And, you know, she stopped wearing baggy clothes. She just, like, she became visible. She became visible and she became open and she released the inner barriers to receiving the love that she was seeking. And there was Robert. And he just fell in love with her. And they got married pretty soon after. And he delights in brushing her hair and lifting her up into bed at night. And, you know, this was just such a life-altering breakthrough for her. To see that so many of these stories of non-possibility were actually inside of her, as opposed to, you know, they were real and that they'd been holding her back her entire life. And as a result of this, she had the confidence to break free of her lifelong terror of public speaking. And, you know, she'd been a passionate advocate for, you know, for disabled women, especially. And so she, had the confidence to start speaking. And I think someone was at a talk where she was speaking and said, oh, you have to do a TED talk. So a couple of months later, she's doing this TEDx talk in Miami in front of 7,000 people. You know, it was downloaded now by close to 15,000 people. It really catapulted her public speaking career. She, you know, got invited to be a model in a fashion show with other women with disabilities. She was honored with a Red Cross Spectrums Award for women's leadership. So she has that experience now of just, you know, of waking up with this amazing man who loves her. You know, she's just fully visible and expressed in her life. That sense of, oh, my God, like that, I mean, that's shit, like her life now, like that's the possibility that we all saw when we first met her. And you see how, you know, she focused on really manifesting a loving relationship, but that was something that just catalyzed her whole destiny opening up, and the course of her life is really forever altered as a result of that. So I love that story, you know, about Shelley. There's a lot of other stories where we see this, that women manifest something or they catalyze something that gives them the confidence to be moving in a direction that's truly aligned with the highest possibilities of who they are. Another woman, Catherine, she was a singer-songwriter. That was like her core love, but she hadn't been musically active in years. During the mastery program, she had the confidence to begin writing a musical, which is something that she'd never done before. These amazing lyrics and amazing music just poured out of her, and she attracted some very well-known musicians in Los Angeles who loved what she was doing. They partnered together. They created a mini production for the whole show that was hugely successful, and now they're raising money for a fully fledged production. And again, it was like this experience for Catherine of having, you know, dozens and dozens of people organize around her vision, really invest in her work, and just to have this whole show put on, it gave her the confidence to really trust the value of what she had to contribute. Her life is forever altered. She's moving in a completely different trajectory, on a completely different trajectory. Lisa, also in Los Angeles, she was a small business owner. She yearned to be a jazz singer. But she was kind of like, well, who am I to be a jazz singer? But she, you know, really took this on as a project during mastery. And now she's being heralded as a refreshing new voice on the jazz scene in Los Angeles. And this is just, you know, in addition to having, you know, being an entrepreneur and running a successful business, to have this jazz career going, she just feels just fully visible, fully expressed, really confident, really on purpose. Julie was a mother of five children, and she was bound to a wheelchair due to MS. And she came to the program feeling very tired, very sick, and very depressed. And her whole self-esteem had been shattered through this illness because she couldn't even be, she felt like she wasn't a good mother. She couldn't even take care of her children that she had to be taken care of. And in the mastery program, she got inspired to create a project at her daughter's school to empower middle school girls with self-esteem and leadership skills. And this was something that was really, you know, a passion for her. And a local bank heard about what she was doing and donated money to her project. And that eventually led to her getting a book deal. So now she is the author of a book on motherhood and mentoring. And she's going out speaking and she's having a really huge impact on these girls. And again, she has this sense of confidence in terms of the value of who she is and this the contribution of her life. Really being on purpose. Terry was another woman who came to us, and she was in her early 40s, and she'd had a lot of challenges in her relationships, and she so desired to be a mother and to have a family. You know, when we talk about living your destiny, it doesn't necessarily look like you're going to be on track to get a Nobel Peace Prize or be, you know, changing the world in these big outer ways, but the fulfillment of, you know, having a family or having a really deeply fulfilling spiritual practice, you know, is totally what it looks like to be living your destiny. So she just really had this deep desire, and she'd kind of almost given up hope. And with the support of the women in her small group in Mastery, she decided to freeze her eggs. You know, for the first time she had possibility. Well, maybe it's not too late. And she was in her early 40s. Maybe it's not too late. Maybe she began to see how she had been creating her own patterns in relationship. She held out for possibility. She made a commitment to shift this, and she did. She had a huge breakthrough in Mastery. And as a result of that breakthrough, she met the man who is now the great love of her life, like really beyond her wildest dreams in terms of the quality of partnership and relationship that they have. And I'm really happy to share that 3 weeks ago, at the age of 47, she gave birth to their first beautiful, healthy baby boy. And so for her, you know, it's that experience of like, oh my God, I have to pinch myself. Like, this is, you know, this is what I most deeply desired in my life, and I'm living it. It's real. So we, you know, hear stories like that all the time in Mastery, where big intentions, big changes really get catalyzed and manifest, and that there's, you know, there's a much higher level of commitment and support and focus through this process of transformation that we go through towards the specific outcomes that you want to create. And the thing that they all have in common that I've seen for the women who participate in Mastery is that the things that women create or they manifest, they really are as catalysts for their life, for their larger destiny, that they alter the trajectory of their life. So there are the kinds of changes that you can certainly expect to experience as a result of taking the Mastery program. Being able to release the inner core barriers that have been holding you back in an area that you've really wanted to create in, to cultivate a deeper level of mastery with the core skills to be able to midwife your own transformation and own evolution in an ongoing way in your life. And another question is just, you know, how, you know, what is unique about the Mastery program? And I think, you know, the thing that's really unique about the program and how it's different from the Living Your Destiny program is it really focuses on attaining a mastery level with the core feminine power system. So, you know, the way that we teach feminine power, it's a very unique approach that's not taught anywhere else in the world. We're focusing on three specific areas that we have seen are the difference that makes the difference in being able to creatively and spiritually actualize you know, your higher possibilities as opposed to simply just achieve success, right? So, you know, a rich caterpillar is still a caterpillar. You know, we're not going to be happy with that. are going to be unfulfilled because we're not living that potential. You know, we want to be the butterfly, and we want to be the thriving butterfly that, you know, is fully embodying and expressing this higher possibility of who we are and why we're here. And there's three areas that create that. There's power-based one. It's being able to master the process of releasing and removing these inner barriers in our own consciousness. The number one thing that's in the way of us being able to realize these higher possibilities are these old, outmoded structures inside of us. In the Mastery Program, we really slow it down, and we go into a lot of distinction with a lot of time to integrate and embody the process of releasing these inner barriers. So in the 7-week course, we taught the power-based one principles for just a week. In Mastery, we're going to take 8 weeks to really slow down, really go through the process of being able to see, you know, really, you know, develop the ability to be able to see how we are creating our own experience, to be able to pinpoint the core beliefs, to be able to name our feelings, to name our needs, to make conscious and connect with the parts of ourselves that have been stuck in these old meanings, to access the deeper truth, and to really work with, at a mastery level, what we're working with this month in Shift Power, which is to take on the new ways of showing up and cultivate the new ways of being and relating that would have us really break free forever from these old patterns. So this is a process you have to master to be able to realize your higher potential in life as a foundation. So that's the first part. And the second part is that you have to be able to create with a new power system to realize your destiny. You need to be able to deeply source from your own intuition. You need to be able to trust that life is organizing around your success. You need to have the courage to be able to take risks and to take action in ways that you can't necessarily, you know, tolerate uncertainty and ambiguity, to be able to, you know, navigate your way to your destiny. And again, like Power Base One in Mastery, you know, we slow it down and we take 8 weeks to really go through a very structured process of mastering the core principles and practices for co-creating with life. And finally, to be able to realize your destiny, you need to become a master of generating support. So again, we slow it down, we really go into depth about what it is to be able to, you know, create and generate ongoing support in your life. And throughout the entire program, you know, we kind of go through in little pods. There's, you know, a much deeper sense of connection in the Mastery Program. Instead of just all being on the main forum, you're going to be part of a small, intimate group with other women who have similar intentions and a similar background to you. So that you can catalyze each other and you can support one another and you can be holding your shared intentions together. And this, I believe, is one of the core differences that also makes a difference. Being able to go through a process of deep transformation with that level of support, as well as learn the skills and tools of generating that kind of support in an ongoing way in your life. So, you know, that's really what's, I think, very unique about the Mastery Program in how we teach it. You know, you're gonna really learn how to master this way of creating your life in an ongoing way, manifest some really big and powerful things, and you know, it's something where I think that, you know, there's a lot of ways that women like to, you know, we're feeling an urge to come together, to form women's groups, to self-organize. We're going to be doing that in a structured way, a very structured way in feminine power. There's something about the container of being in a program like Mastery where women are really investing at a higher level. They're coming in with a high level of commitment that enables us to show up and to come together and be in a facilitated group where that, there's a kind of intimacy that opens up in a facilitated group, and a power that gets unleashed that I've not seen happen in groups that necessarily self-organize. You know, what I see in groups, you know, women kind of get together to try to support one another, but at this stage, in terms of where we're at, we don't necessarily have the skills to be able to come to together in those ways that will catalyze each other. Support is wonderful. I mean, it's great to be with friends. I have girlfriends I get together with. It's very healing. It's very nourishing. It's not necessarily catalyzing. And, you know, there's a very specific way that we need to come together to be able to unlock that power of the collective field that we facilitate. And as a result of that kind of facilitated engagement, the kind of relationships that people form in mastery, businesses that started together, lifelong friendships have formed, the level of bonding that happens is at an even higher level. And those relationships, we've heard, become very significant in the lives of those women who participate. Another question that we have received is about the project. Do I have to focus on a project to get the most value out of the training? And how will I be supported with that project? So let me talk about the project aspect for a minute. So we really went into this in depth in the module we did last month in Living Your Destiny. And I think it's actually one of the biggest reasons to take the Mastery Program for participants of Living Your Destiny in terms of having this focus structure to support you to manifest something big. You know, to get to the next level of anything, we usually need something to respond to. It's like when you're at if you're working out and you're training to run a race, there's a whole different energy source that somehow you're able to tap into that you didn't know where it came from that enables you to show up in a way that you would never have had if you didn't have that race that was coming up in 4 months to run. You know, if you're just going to the gym and you're just working out and you're doing your thing without something to train for, there's a way that we don't, you know, kind of kick into that kind of energy that enables us to break through. So you don't have to take on a project. It can be something that's like a big intention in your life, like you want to lose 20 pounds or you want to, or more. We had one woman who lost 100 pounds during her year in mastery. Her 9 months in mastery was like this big life goal, and she's kept it off ever since, because it was, you know, this huge breakthrough that she had in her relationship with herself and her ability to show up for herself. So, you know, it could be something like that, that you want to set a big intention to make some big positive change that's going to be a catalyst for your future. And, you know, or you could take on a project like I did with the Women on the Edge of Evolution series. It could be a book. It could be a website. It could be an event that you are creating. We really talked about this last month. The reason why it's such a wonderful thing to do is that it will draw forth and call out of you all kinds of energy where you'll break through resistance, you'll break through inertia, and you'll show up in a way that you would never just show up for yourself without a cause. It creates a social context often in relationship with others that kind of like, you know, you kind of a bigger force comes in you and you're able to show up and, you know, generate something that will be a catalyst in a large way. You don't need to know what that intention is or what the project is. We're going to work with that in the last week in, the first month in Mastery. We're going to work with that for the entire first month in Mastery to help you get clear and aligned. There might be several things like, you know, you want to work on your career. You also want to work on relationships. Like with Shelley, she just focused on relationships and having a breakthrough in that. That just became a catalyst for her whole life working. So that's the great thing that we've seen. By focusing on one area and manifesting something big in that area, there's just huge ripple effects to all areas of your life. So that's really the value of the project. And certainly you can just set an intention for your own spiritual growth and practice and have some way of making that clear. But, you know, you're going to find something that feels right for you, that feels congruent, that feels achievable for you. And we're going to guide you through the entire process of setting that up so that you're set up for success. You're not set up for taking on something that's more than you can do. And there's a whole process of clarity and congruence that we're going to get you to with your outcomes so that you're set up for success in the program from the start. So another question that we often hear of is, I feel already maxed out in my life. Will taking on the program add to my overwhelm to help me succeed with my other commitments? So this is such a great question. And to me, this is almost like the way that I would think about this is that it would be like, you know, saying I'm too busy to exercise. Like there's a certain amount of practice and reflection that we need to do each week to be able to be effective and meet the challenges and opportunities of our life if what we're up to is realizing our destiny. And, you know, I think that you're not going to be effective in your life if you're not doing, I would say, 3 to 5 hours a week of personal reflection and personal practice where you are looking at how you, you know, how your own consciousness is in the way, how you're showing up, how you can focus, how you can shift, how you can transform. So living your destiny, it's akin to like being in the Olympics or being in a competitive race. And you think about how much time do athletes spend on the field versus being coached by their coaches, and they're actually working on, you know, really getting focused and clear about where they need to be showing up to succeed. So to me, it's like trying to fulfill your destiny without having a coach or a program or a plan. It's akin to trying to train for the Olympics by yourself without any support. I think that, having a bit, and I really know this firsthand, and I have a very busy life. I teach in feminine power. I'm the president of the company that I founded, Evolving Wisdom. So I have a larger leadership role with over 45 people who we employ as part of our team. I have a wonderful marriage. I have a really rich social life. For me to realize the potential of all of the opportunities before me, I have to be engaging in inner work and practice. I have to be showing, you know, looking at places that I'm showing up outside of my old patterns and be breaking through them constantly to continue to generate my own, the future of my own practice. So I think that's really how I would answer that question, is you need to be successful authentically in life, to be able to fulfill on these possibilities. You need practice and reflection. You need coaching. Mastery is just the support to do that in a way that is very focused, that's going to be very effective, as opposed to trying to figure out how to do that by yourself. We've brought together the leading edge, what we believe are the leading edge practices and program for women in the world who are really up to going for something like their destiny, with a container of the support and the clarity and the inspiration and the motivation to be able to go up. So it's like giving yourself, you know, the world-class coaching support when you are, you know, training for the Olympics, so to speak. And the difference that it makes, it's like you can't afford not to take the time to get coaching and training and just be on the field by yourself trying to improve or trying to do it right. So I think that's how I would relate to it. And women who have been launching businesses, or they just had a baby, or, you know, they have huge things. You know, we have very, you know, a lot of very busy, successful women are in the program, to people who have retired and have a lot of time and energy. So there's an opportunity to participate at a lot of different levels, but the basic level of participation is something that's going to give you that coaching to be able to show up and navigate and create exponentially more with the opportunities that are ahead of you in your life. Another question that we receive often has is the information about time zones. So we are going to offer 2 time slots every week to be able to participate in the call core program. So if you're calling in from Europe or you're in Australia or you're in a different part of the world, or Tuesday nights, which is when the core program is going to be, doesn't necessarily work for you, you'll have another opportunity on Wednesday to participate live in community on Wednesday mornings, Pacific time, which is, I think, Wednesday evenings in Europe. But, you know, we've had women who came to our live events at the end of Mastery and said, you know, I didn't attend one live call, I didn't ever post on the forum, and I have to say my life has completely altered, and here are the big things that I created. So I would say that the program and the structure of the program and the training that you're going to get access to and just being in the field of the course is going to provide that coaching to really optimize and maximize the challenges and opportunities of your life, and that you certainly will get the value out of the program in that way. How much time is recommended to participate in the course each week? I would say, you know, you need to do about 3 to 5 hours of personal practice to be, you know, really on a path of being able to, you know, realize some big things in your life. And so I think that you know, if you participated probably for a minimum of 3 hours a week to 5 hours a week, if you have more time, there's a lot more on offer that you can participate in. But I would say at the very minimum, you will have a life-altering experience in the course if you participate just 3 hours a week. That would be, I think, the minimum to be able to get the benefit of the whole program. So let's see here. Other questions that are coming in. Let me go through the core of the program with you and how it works. If you're in front of your computer right now, you can click on the bottom of the webcast page where it says Course Information Page. And if you scroll down the page, or if you can type in directly to your browser, femininepower.com/destiny, that's femininepower.com/destiny, so if you scroll down the page where it says an overview of the Mastery program, so how it works is so it's right down below that opening letter. The core of, it says the overview of the Mastery program. So the core of this, it's a 9-month program, and we're going to have our program sessions on Tuesday nights from 5 till 7 o'clock Tuesday evenings Pacific time, every Tuesday. We'll have a couple of breaks for the holidays at the end of the year. But pretty much every Tuesday for the 9 months, we're going to have our 2-hour course session. And so let's say on a typical month, the first Tuesday of the month might be a course session where we go into the advanced practices of Power Base 1. Then the following Tuesday will be a coaching call. So it's weekly calls that alternate between teaching calls and coaching calls. So we slow down the pace from the 7-week course, and we accelerate the pace from currently what Living Your Destiny has been. So that's on Tuesday evenings, the core curriculum of the program, this advanced training that all takes place on Tuesday evenings, on the phone, on the web, or you can listen to the recordings online. On Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific time, we'll do a replay if it's a teaching call with a live interactive session at the end. Or if it's a coaching call, there'll be another opportunity to receive live coaching on Wednesday mornings. So that, you know, that there are two time zones every week where really everyone will have an equal opportunity to be able to participate. And you can participate in either of those sessions in those two time slots. Additionally, you'll have access to power circles. You'll know what power circles are. So, you know, we'll be with other women in mastery, and you'll be in small groups online as it relates to your power circles, and you'll be with other women who are going to be like you, who are going to be up to the business of manifesting or creating in an area that you want to create in. So if you are an entrepreneur or if you want to create a relationship, you'll be with other women who share the same focus as you, so that you can catalyze each other and network and support with one another as you go through the program. So there'll be power circles every week where you'll have the opportunity online and on the phone to really talk about how what we're discovering, you can apply it to that particular area of your life. We're going to have a lot of guest mentors come in and offer mentoring sessions in specific areas like leadership and entrepreneurship, creativity, or relationships. And if you keep scrolling down, you're going to have the opportunity to be in a project module. If that's something that you want to be a part of, you'll be with other women who are up to creating projects, so you can support one another with that. You keep scrolling down the page. There's a course session overview. So here are some samples of the kinds of teaching sessions that we're going to be engaging with. They really are a mastery level of feminine power, where we break it down. We've redesigned the mastery program this year. We taught it for 7 years straight, had amazing results. We took 2 years off. And since then, we have really up-leveled and revised the program. So what you're going to be receiving is our absolute latest thinking and understanding of, you know, how to really give access to feminine power to be able to catalyze your destiny. If you keep scrolling down the page, you'll see you'll have access to amazing guest mentors. We're going to bring in some really extraordinary women to mentor you, to inspire you, to share their own journey with you and their resources with you. I'm going to be mentoring women entrepreneurs and leaders. Anyone who wants to be part of that, I'm going to offer group mentoring to throughout the Mastery Program as someone who has gone through the process of stepping into leadership in a really big way in my life and really on a journey of being an entrepreneur and starting a business. I've never really done that before or offered that before, and I'm really wanting to do that for all the women who are part of the Mastery Program, as there'll be the time and space in that program to be able to offer that. And we're going to have a live 3-day event in California next year. The virtual tuition is included in the Mastery Program. There'll be an additional fee if you want to participate live. It'll be a great opportunity for us to be able to get together. And you're also going to receive full access to the Living Your Destiny program for the duration of the course. So the Living Your Destiny sessions are going to continue to be, you know, kind of sessions talking about how you can apply feminine power to different areas of your life, money, health, spirituality, relationships. We're going to have a fantastic program for the next 12 months in Living Your Destiny, so you won't miss out on any of that. You can listen to those core teaching sessions, and they're only going to help support and enhance your journey in mastery. So again, it's like you're just stepping into this container of a higher level of commitment, structure, focus, support, and inspiration. I'm going to be the lead teacher and mentor in the Mastery Program. I'm going to focus a lot on, in addition to the core curriculum of feminine power, being able to really manifest something big. I'm really excited to be leading the mentoring around leadership and entrepreneurship. And if you keep scrolling down the page, you'll see all of the details here about what you'll receive. There's a recap of all of the different features of the program. Again, to get the benefit of the course, I think you only need to participate in the core program. And these other aspects of the program are just additions. Depending on your time and availability, you can participate in the power circles every week. You can participate in the ongoing Living Your Destiny program, the live virtual event that we have next year. Now, a lot of people, you know, who've been coaching us in our work have said, wow, I just can't believe that you're giving this whole program to people. This is something that you could easily charge over $10,000 for in terms of the value of the transformation that it creates and facilitates for your, you know, for your life and for people's lives. And, you know, for us, I think the thing that's really important in how we have really grown and designed our organization, it's to be able to reach as many women as possible and to be able to offer this to as many women as possible. I probably spent over $200,000 myself in the last 10 years on the core training that I needed to undertake, as well as 10 years of practice to really discover how to bring all of this together in terms of the kind of structure and training through my PhD studies, through tens of thousands of hours of work and practice of, like, what it is, you know, what would be the ideal program and container to really be able to, you know, fast-track women through this deep impact to create lasting change. And Catherine herself, in terms of, you know, her background and her years of study and effort. And it is an incredible honor to be able to offer the program virtually to women from all corners of the world for the investment of $2,997, $3,000. We used to charge $6,000 when we offered this live, and women would pay another $4,000 traveling from different parts of the world. So women have paid up to $10,000 in the past for this particular program. For our 7-week graduates, the investment is $3,000 or $2,997. For everyone in our Living Your Destiny community, we want to make this so easy for you. If you are called to give yourself, you know, to really sort of step up into this, you know, greater level of commitment and greater level of support and focus and join us for mastery, that we want to essentially this year only, because we haven't offered mastery for the last couple of years, this year only, for everyone in Living Your Destiny, we're offering a $1,000 tuition credit towards the mastery program, so that just for everyone in Living Your Destiny, just to really honor and recognize the commitment to your own destiny you have already made in being part of the program for so long, we want to give you the $1,000 tuition credit so that this year only you can register for $1,997 or 12 payments of $192. So that really breaks it down to being an extra $92 a month to access the entire mastery program on top of the, you know, your existing tuition fee for Living Your Destiny that you'll still gain access to. For all of this training, all of this support, we just wanted this to be such an easy decision for those of you who were really kind of step up into this next level of your own transformation, be able to receive the additional support to manifest some big and powerful things and get into a mastery level with feminine power. So I've spoken a lot. Right now, I'd love to open it up to hear from you. Any comments or reflections about the program, or any questions that I haven't yet answered. So let's see here. If you have a question, please do go ahead and post it in the Q&A box on your live, on the live webcast. And if you are listening in on the phone, I'm just going to put everybody's hands down here. If you're listening in on the phone, I just want to encourage you to press star 2. Right now, if you're listening in on the phone, press star 2. Hello, Annie?
Yes, hi, Claire.
Hi.
Thank you. You did help a lot, but I still have a couple of questions.
Great, go right ahead. That's why
okay.
I'm here.
One of my big concerns is
it's already been hard for me to just do everything with destiny and taking on something more. And so one of my questions, and I've also been debating whether I should do the mastery or actually get personal coaching. Mm-hmm. Would that be more focused? Because I definitely need help with being focused and sticking to things. I've grown so much, and I really feel I am living my destiny. So
yay.
Yeah, it is a big yay. So I guess one of the things that would help me would be to be with the same women in a smaller group.
Yes.
And is that and,
that's
and,
exactly but, how we're going to be structuring it. So
on,
you're going to be
phone?
With on the phone and in your small groups.
Okay, so it will
online.
Be
so you're going to be with one, like we're going to have a start and an end date with women who are really committed for that period, who will kind of be coming together to support one another.
Right.
And we're going to match you up with women who have a similar background and similar intentions.
Okay.
To you, so that, you know, that's one of the things that I've seen is like the, you know, learning is such a social thing, I
mm-hmm.
found. You know, in terms of how learning and change in our lives really happens, you're with other women. This is really how it's happened for me. I'm with other women who are like me, who are as committed as me, who have similar goals and aspirations, and we get together in a kind of structured way and support each other. And I say, oh, I'm, you know, working with this power base one thing, and then this happened, and then that happened, and then, okay, and so next week I'm going to show up in this new way. And they're like, they're cheering you on. And then
exactly.
you have the
and,
call
and
next week where you have to report back that you did it.
That's right. And that's, I like the idea. It's important to me that I get to know the women because on
yes,
the power circle,
exactly.
many
they're right. It's kind of in and out. So you're absolutely right. And that's exactly what the mastery program is going to be.
And will there be a coach on those?
And
powers?
There will be a facilitator. There will be a coach as part of the small groups who
and
will be available.
And do you know what day that the these circles will meet?
What day they're going to
yes,
meet?
Yes, what's going to be the same Tuesdays and Thursdays? Do you know when? When
I'm not, we haven't actually set the calls. I think part of our before setting those, I think we're going to be doing a survey.
Okay.
And part of that will be part, like, so we're going to get your, like, when you would want to meet for a live call, and that might influence which group we put you in to be a part of as well.
Okay.
So you're going to get a pre-mastery survey. We're going to find out more about you. We're going to find out more when you can meet, and we're going to be able to match you up with small, you know, women who, you know, you will share your entire mastery journey with from start to finish in that way.
That will make a big difference for me. And I guess the other thing was, I live on the East Coast, and
time zone is important too. We're going to look for that.
I didn't hear you.
Time zone is important too.
Yeah,
we're going to look for other women who are in the same time zone too.
Yes, and also I think it will work better for me to be on the phone in the daytime on Wednesday, even though I don't live in Europe. Can I still
absolutely.
Do that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I really appreciate that question. You know, we've had those twice, you know, two times a week so that, you know, between everybody's schedule, one of those calls is probably going to work for everybody. So you're welcome to come to both. You're welcome just to come to one.
Okay.
You
Good.
Know, one week you might not be able to make it on Wednesday, but you can make it to the Tuesday night call.
Yes.
So that's kind of where we have a sense of being part of that, our larger community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really going through a program together, but then you'll have your, you know, access to your smaller group with women that you'll really get to know as you move through the whole program together.
Okay, thank you. That answered my questions.
Yeah, and so what, you know, one thing I would want to know is, like, I'm just really curious, like, so what is the, what's the big shift or the big transformation you would want to
It is about being more visible. My husband and I wrote a book, and it's really getting it out there and doing more public speaking. And I do a lot already of leadership things in my community, but
yeah.
I think I can even bring more. And I liked what you said about the 3 to 5 hours a week of reflection. I get so
yeah.
caught up in doing that I don't take the time for
right.
that.
Right, right. So, and that's like trying to train for the Olympics by yourself.
Right.
You know,
yes.
without
yes.
any focus or feedback or, you know,
yes.
in terms
yes.
of being effective in your life
and
in that kind
yeah,
of way.
I think also just,
yeah.
you know, I'm kind of a little all over the place with so many things, kind of
yeah.
really focusing better will be very
yeah.
helpful.
Wonderful, Annie. Well, thank you. That's exciting.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Any other questions? Just raise, press star 2 if you're calling in on the phone. And just please type in your question to the Q&A box. Karen, so for calling from Geneva, so you're asking about when the weekly power circles will take place. There will absolutely be a possibility for Europeans to attend. We have a really huge contingency from Europe already of women who have registered for mastery. So we'll absolutely make sure that the power circles, that you have a chance to participate in those. And let's see, Annie, here we have your question. Okay, let's just see if there is anyone else on the phone who has questions. Please just press 1 on your keypad if you have a question. One of the other questions I want to answer is that has been coming in has to do with becoming a feminine power coach and facilitator. I know that this has been a big question for the women in Living Your Destiny. And, again, I really apologize for not having more information for you at this particular moment, as we are still in the process of redesigning and recreating our coaching and certification training. We should have that coming forth in the next couple of months. What I can tell you is that, you know, we're designing the coaching and facilitator program with the intention of, you know, really creating what we have seen women who are coaches, who are leaders need to be able to succeed in being able to generate a really flourishing livelihood, as well as making a huge impact by stepping onto the path of being a coach and facilitator. And we've learned a lot in the years of offering advanced trainings about what, you know, it really requires for success. And I think what you need to be able to successfully step forward into a career as a coach, where you're a working coach or a working teacher, is you need to have training that gives you, you know, kind of like really has, you know, the foundations and the path of practice where you can become a master midwife, so to speak, of transformation. There's a lot of different schools of coaching. You know, life coaching is very different to the field of that we work with of transformational coaching. So you have to figure out, you know, what's the area that you want to specialize in. It's actually really great to work with, you know, I have different people I work with who are life coaches, and it's really good for one level of support in terms of being able to, you know, kind of anything that's like predictable or controllable, you can break down into steps, you can get organized, you can get focused, you can get clear. A lot of traditional coaching is really good for that. The kind of coaching training that we are creating with Feminine Power is to be able to coach women to be able to creatively and spiritually actualize their potential. So it's a model of transformational coaching where you can support women to go through these core shifts with Feminine Power and really deepen their relationship with themselves, deepen their relationship with life, deepen their relationship with others. You know, remove the inner barriers to be able to receive and create what it is that they most want, so that you're becoming a mentor, you're becoming a midwife of those higher possibilities. So our core coaching training is going to have, you know, have the foundational training to become masterful at being that kind of transformational midwife. And you know, and what it is that gives the deepest and most, you know, impactful kind of tools and orientation and processes to be working with women in a very structured way as you go through and coach them as a feminine power coach. The second part, so that's the foundation that you need to be a masterful transformational coach. The second part is that you need to really learn how to make the business side of your coaching career successful. So you need, you know, to make a big impact, you need to have really successful skills at being able to run a business and to be able to, you know, enroll clients, to be able to market yourself. And these are things over the years that, you know, I've really found, you know, we as women, really struggle with. And there are a lot of people who teach you about enrollment or about coaching, but over all of the years when women finished our programs and we saw them struggling in this area, I realized that there really wasn't anybody or a program that I could recommend or send people to that was really consistent with the core philosophy and values and principles that we teach in Feminine Power, where you're able to create huge success and huge impact in a way that, you know, feels completely authentic and in integrity with who you are. And, you know, there's, you know, I think that it's wonderful for us all to make, you know, a great living and to be able to succeed. But I think that, you know, the women that I've seen who take our trainings, you know, we're motivated by something more than just making money, and that we want to really make a big impact, and we want to market our services and enroll people in ways that feel really congruent with our deeper values, our deeper spiritual values. And there are a lot of tensions around learning how to do that. And so what I've found is that, you know, what I want to add in and include in the coaches training and facilitator training when we create it, is a whole advanced training on, you know, the business of being a coach or a transformational leader, and how to do that in a way that you can create huge success that really feels authentic and congruent and in integrity. And I've partnered with some amazing women that I found who have been teaching this and are going to bring it together in the Feminine Power context, so that you have the core training, you have the business training, and then you have a pathway of ongoing community and ongoing training and on support to become a master coach in your life. Because I found that, you know, to really become a master coach or teacher or facilitator, it's a multi-year journey where you're receiving support, you're ongoing, you know, you're starting your path, but you're also connected to a larger community of support in an ongoing way. So the one thing that I can tell you is when we do unveil our Feminine Power Coaching training, probably later on this fall, that it is going to have all of those features integrated as a part of it. As well as, you know, we have huge plans for the expansion of the Feminine Power platform in the world, which are very, very exciting, that we'll share more about with you, too. And let me see. Oh, and the other part of it that we feel is that there's going to be an opportunity to learn how to facilitate women's groups and women's circles inside the Feminine Power principles. Because this was the other thing that we found, was that coaching in and of itself wasn't as effective as coaching where all of our clients were together as part of a small group supporting each other as well. So when Catherine and I created Feminine Power together, I was a coach, she was a therapist, and we were both seeing individual clients, and they were kind of progressing. But the thing that was really amazing that really had us have a huge breakthrough in our ability to help people was when we ran a small women's group with all of our clients together in a small women's group. And the thing that was really wild about that is we had the opportunity to be able to see how the other women would show up with each other, which revealed to us ways that they were getting stuck and stopped. That wasn't always obvious in private one-on-one session because we'd have to rely on their self-reporting. Whereas we'd see how they were generating relationship and connection in the small group with others, and we'd be like, oh, I see, this is why this person is having a trouble in their relationships or their career. And as a result, we'd be able to be of service to them. And also, they didn't just have the mentoring relationship with us supporting them in their coaching. They had this whole women's group, you know, that would hold them accountable to show up. And our clients progressed and had breakthroughs so much more quickly. And, you know, our clarity about where they were stopped was just exponential in terms of what we saw. So the model that we think is just really, you know, amazing for women who want to be teachers and coaches and to kind of support women with this work is to be a, you know, learn how to be a facilitator of a small, you know, ongoing Feminine Power women's group that gives a chance for people to start kind of joining your coaching community, to be part of, you know, a support circle. Women are hungry for this everywhere. It also becomes a great way for you to connect with new potential clients. They benefit, you benefit in your ability to help them. So that's the other thing that we're going to make available as part of our coach's certification. It's really everything that we've seen over the years that you need to succeed and also have the greatest impact we're going to be offering. So mastery is the foundation for being able to apply for that program. And if you want to be a coach in any way or a leader in your life in any way, then the thing that I would say is that the foundation for that, the foundation for being able to, you know, really kind of be a successful leader or mentor or coach is to be living at a place of, you know, kind of fulfillment of your own destiny, having broken through some huge barriers in your own life, having like broken through your own patterns of invisibility or having really manifested love or really, so you're modeling the possibility for the women that you want to be of service to in your life. And so that's really what the foundational program is designed to support you to do. It's going to set you up for the greatest success to be able to really impact people with you know, who you are as a presence and who you are as a change agent for them, which is very exciting as well. So, you know, in that way, the Mastery Program is, you know, a foundation for, I think, anybody, regardless of whether or not you become a coach or a leader with us, is that you would want to be able to midwife and influence and impact other people in your life. You know, I think that's the thing that I see with the women who graduate from Mastery, is it's just a natural, organic way that they find their own leadership expression of influence in others in really extraordinary ways. So more on that soon, but I hope that also gives those of you who are interested in becoming a coach a little bit more visibility to that opportunity as well. All right, so I'm just going to just hit refresh here on our questions. So let's see here. There is a question here from Jackie, will the circles be online and not on the phone? I don't have access to my computer. I enjoy talking in the circles as opposed to difficulty for typing. Did I misunderstand? So I'll clarify that these small groups that you're going to be in as a part of Mastery, you will have access both online and on the phone, and you will have the opportunity to participate in either the phone or online or both if that's something that you want to work with. Karen in Geneva, hi. So the Power Circle groups each week are going to be, you know, focusing on how you can apply what we are learning in the course to the specific area of your life that you're wanting to manifest or create. So, you know, you're going to have a chance to be able to, you're going to have the opportunity to be able to, you know, if the area of focus is relationship for you, for example, and we're working with feelings and needs in Power Base 1 and the kind of the advanced practices of that, you're going to have the opportunity to meet with your small group who are focusing on relationship and talk to them about how you can apply these new practices to the areas of relationship. And similarly, if your focus is on having, you know, launching a business, you'll be with other women really talking about how this comes up and how this is going to support your intention for being able to launch a business. So I hope that's clear. If anyone else has another question, please go ahead and post it. I want to make sure that everybody gets their questions answered. And if you're on the phone and you have a question, please press star 2. Please go ahead and press star 2. Okay. Karen from Geneva, I just saw your question come in again. I'm so glad to be able to stay on and just make sure you get your question answered. So let's see if I can make sure. Let me see here. We can answer your question here. Let's see here. The weekly power circles are of paramount importance, and I just need to be sure I'll be able to attend on a regular basis. Once a week, plus at least I will attend on LYD on Tuesday, but will not have the result of the survey before I need to decide, i.e. a Tuesday. Would it be on the same day and same time once it's set up, and can I be sure there will be a time slot when I will attend? So let's see. There will absolutely be a time slot that works for women in Europe to attend. I'm not yet sure of the day of the week. Other specific days when you can attend. I agree, for many of us, having access to these live calls is of paramount importance. I think that this is so much of what makes a difference in being able to, you know, really transform is to have these connections. I think, you know, there's different types of people and there's different availability, but some of us are like you, Karen, in terms of, I'm exactly like you in that way. So I don't exactly know what days. Are there particular days of the week that you're available on? And if you can type in for me that you would want to be sure that they're available on a particular day. Is it only a Tuesday, or are there other days of the week that would also work for you? They will be all on the same day, but there will be multiple options for you to be able to participate. So if you're free on a couple of days of the week, I'm pretty sure that we'll find a time that works for you in being able to connect you with a small group. I don't know if you can post a little note next to me. I'll kind of come back to you in just a moment. So we have a few more hands raised here on the phone. Let's see here. Annie, did you have another question?
Yes, just one more thing.
Hi.
I think I'm pretty committed to the mastery. I can't imagine doing it and destiny, though. It will just feel like, because destiny will be another day during the week of a call and a power circle.
So, you know, the great thing is you can listen and tune in to those Living Your Destiny sessions that are particularly relevant for you.
Okay.
Right? So you might not participate in all the Living Your Destiny sessions. There might be things that really speak to you or not. You're going to have access to all of it.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to design the Living Your Destiny program in a way that it really enhances and complements and follows on with the curriculum that we're working with in Mastery, so
okay.
that it's a support. You might not participate in the coaching calls for Living Your Destiny. They're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
The great thing is, with access to that, there's a lot of places that you can tune in and get support and get coaching. Like, there'll just be a lot. It's just, you know, there's a lot of flexibility in terms of where you're going to be able to access support by having access to both programs. So it's almost like if you imagine you're a member, you know, you get a ski pass,
mm-hmm.
and you have, I don't know if you ski. Have you ever skied?
Yep.
You get a season's pass, and it includes multiple resorts, and you might not go to that resort the entire time, but it's included, and some days you're actually near the other resort, and it actually has exactly what you need.
Yeah.
So it's like you have this all-access pass to, you know, everything,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, you can focus on the core curriculum and mastery, and I think what you're going to find with what we do in Living Your Destiny is that, you know, even just listening to the teaching call
mm-hmm.
once a month, so we're talking about an extra two hours a month on top of the mastery program.
Okay.
Where you'd listen to the core teaching call for Living Your Destiny, it's going to, you know, really just support you to integrate and apply what you're learning in mastery in, like, really specific ways.
Okay.
So, you know, that's really what it, you know, what it would be in terms of really being able to benefit from all of it. And as I said, so in the entire year, maybe let's say half the sessions really are relevant, especially for you and what you're focusing on.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's 12 hours in the next 9 months in addition to really be able to fully benefit from that entire program as well. You know, that'll just be the information and the inspiration and the motivation that you need at different points just to, you know, really kind of focus on. So it's like, for example, you know, one of the things that we're going to be doing in Living Your Destiny come up is going to be, you know, meditation practice and spiritual practice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's something that's like a really great thing that's going to complement what we're doing in Mastery, and it's just an extra 2 hours a month to listen to that session.
Right, right. But we've already gotten a lot on that. I've often used your meditations, and it's become part of my life. So I guess, as you said, I'll just have to pick and choose.
Yeah, and there's going to be new material too, you know. So there's going to be
okay.
new material on that, on spiritual. Like, we're not going to repeat what we've done
uh-huh.
before, but we're going to be offering, continuing to offer, like, the leading tools that really complement and support you to apply. So, you know, I would say, you know, as you benefited from that first module, you know, anything
mm-hmm.
more on meditation that we would do, you would experience a similar kind of benefit from. And you'll have access to the archives and the recordings, so you can, you know, you could download those sessions and even listen to them as you're integrating Mastery.
Mm-hmm.
As
okay.
well as your specific ones. You know, there's modules on parenting that we want to be able to offer. Other ones on, you know, really specific applications that, you know, we're not going to have time necessarily to go into in Mastery, that, you know, are just a deeper dive for everybody who's interested in that topic area.
I guess one other question. This was just not totally clear to me. When we pick our focus group, say if it's, you know, entrepreneurship or relationships or whatever, is that group going to be with other master, other Destiny graduates or not?
You will be matched holistically with other women who are most, like, where I see we get the greatest benefit
mm-hmm.
in these smaller groups
yeah.
is where we are with women who are developmentally at a similar level
yes.
to us.
Yes. I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
So that
yes.
we kind of have a sense of real peership.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so being part of Living Your Destiny, that will be one of many factors we consider when really matching you with a group of
peers.
Okay,
so it sounds like you're going to really individualize
yeah.
the group placement
yeah.
will be. Okay.
We're going to put a lot of care in thinking about, you know, really who to match you with, because,
okay.
you know, it's very alchemical what happens when we can really have a real peer group.
Yes, I know.
You know, with the mirroring of our own experience in each other, for the support, for the network, for the resources.
Yes, yes.
That we can apply for one another. I mean, the thing that's really amazing about this program really works for women at a lot of different levels. Like, you know, have you ever done yoga? Have you been to a yoga class?
Right. I'm a yoga teacher.
You're a yoga
well.
Teacher. So as you know, there's one curriculum, there's one series of practice, and you're got, like, it works for,
yes.
for people at all of these different levels,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's really effective for people who are advanced or who are just intermediate or who are just beginners,
mm-hmm.
and so,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever level you're at, we're going to be matching you with women who are, you know, really doing the best that we can to match you with women who are at your same level, so that you can be supporting each other to push your edge from that level that you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, some women might come in who really have a lifetime of spiritual or psychological practice. They're coming
mm-hmm.
in at a high level, but they're not Living Your Destiny participants, but they're actually, they live in Lenox too, and they'd be a great match for you and your small group. So there's
yes.
just, there's going to be a lot of consideration and care. And there's going to be a number of factors involved, from, like, your geographical location, your time zone. We're going to try and put women who live close together, you know, close together. But the thing we found more than anything, it's like being with peers, like having a true peer circle of
mm-hmm.
women who are kind of at our level, who share our interests, who share our aspirations.
Yes.
Even more than geographical location is, like, really what creates a group that can really catalyze each other in a really potent way.
Yes, yes.
So
well,
we're
thank
take
you.
A,
thank
yeah.
you. I want to thank you and the whole community for all of the care you're putting into this. I'm
oh.
excited.
Thank you, Annie. I'm excited, too. I'm really excited about this year and this group and, like, what we're going to create, what we're going to catalyze together. It
mm-hmm.
just feels like it's going to be just an unprecedented year of, you know, huge growth, transformation, and, you know, powerful you know, a lot of like really powerful leadership energy in this group of women, which is really exciting in terms of what we can just not only create for ourselves, but what we can open up, you know, as a larger possibility in the world. So really excited to be with you on the journey. So thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's see if there are any other questions. Okay, let's see here. I have Karen's answer from Geneva here. Okay, so we're going to find time slots. We're going to find time slots that work for you. You'll have the opportunity in the survey to let us know, you know, when you're going to be available each and every week to participate. We'll have multiple times where these small groups will happen and be available. So we have to check in with our coaches to find out what their availability is. We're still in the process with that. So I can't give you a definite day or time that they're going to be on yet, but there will be multiple options, and we're going to do our very best to accommodate everybody's schedule. I want to remind you, if for some reason the program doesn't work for you or it doesn't work out, you know, you will have 30 days from the beginning of the program to, you know, decide that it's not for you. So if for some reason you joined and we weren't able to accommodate you and it wasn't going to work, there'd be no problem. You could just continue on in the Living Your Destiny program. But my sense is we're going to be able to figure it out, and I, you know, really agree with you, you know, for those of people who really want to participate in the live groups, being able to find a time that works. And I think with a number of women who will be participating, there's going to be a number of options to be able to join in. So great, everybody. Really wonderful to be with you today. And you can find out all of the information at femininepower.com/destiny, femininepower.com/destiny. And if you do feel called to join us, do go ahead and register. And we are going to have a lot of fun together and just, you know, kind of bond and connect and really step into the bigness of the vision and the possibility that we're beginning to hold for one another. Thank you so much for joining us today. Really excited to have you with us for the journey ahead. Really appreciate and support you in your ongoing journey towards living your highest destiny. Look forward to being with you again soon. Much love, many blessings. Lots of love, everybody. Have a great day. Bye-bye.